In this video clip in my series, New Covenant Theology Made Simple, I want to say a few words on Philippians chapter 3, from verse 2 to verse 14. If you read that passage, if you open your Bible there and follow it through, you will see this. Paul is taking on the Judaizers at Philippi, the law teachers. And if I may use the phrase, he's slugging it out with them. He's taking it step by step with them. He explains in the most imperious tones that he can outgun them, if you like, these Judaizers, in every respect. He's a true Israelite. He's a Benjamite. He kept the law. He was this and that and the other and so on. But he comes piling on, and he says to the Philippians, challenging them about these law teachers and their willingness to listen to the law teachers and go under the law. He challenges them and says this, look, everything that I got under the law, I now count but loss. Absolute rubbish. For I have come to see, by God's Spirit of course, I have come to see, that there is no way of being right with God through the works of the law. And he says in verse 8, that I have come to Christ, and I'm found in him, he goes on in verse 9, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. That's verse 9 now. Righteousness, justification, perfection before God, being accounted righteous in God's sight, does not come by the law. The law makes no contribution to the sinner in his works and efforts to reach justification. There is no work, there is no effort that the sinner can make to bring about that righteousness. It is by the one offering of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14. By one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. By one act of obedience, Romans 5, 19. By one act of obedience, God accounts those who trust in Christ. Christ's one act of obedience, the blood of Christ shed. God accounts sinners who trust that righteousness in Christ as righteous, justified. Now, New Covenant theology takes that absolutely at face value. And so do covenant theologians. We both agree there is no justification by the works of the law. Rome, the cults, the working sex, all these people, they can say, oh yes, justification comes by works, our works, in some way or another. But covenant theologians and new covenant theologians both agree that there is no justification by the works of the law. And not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. That's what Paul says in Philippians 3, verse 9. But what does he say in verse 10? That I may know him, Christ, and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect. He is in justification, but he's now clearly talking about his progressive sanctification. Not that I've already obtained this, or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. I am justified by faith, not by the works of the law. But now I'm seeking to be sanctified progressively. I'm trying to grow in grace. I want to grow in grace. and in the knowledge of Christ. I want to press on and become like him in every way and reach the everlasting glory and all the rest of it. Progressive sanctification. You agree? Everybody must agree with that. It's simple. It's there. It's clear, isn't it? My point is this. Paul is arguing with the Philippians about the law teachers. He has proved, established, that there is no justification by the law. Now, the covenant theologians agree with the new covenant theologians at that point. But at verse 10, there's a radical change. New covenant theologians say, or at least I'll speak for myself, we carry straight on. The same goes for progressive sanctification. Justification was not by the works of the law. It does not come by the law. So don't go under the law, says Paul. But he's writing to believers at Philippi. And he's also saying to them, don't go under the law for sanctification. The very fact that he doesn't say, but now, according to covenant theology, he must say that. Because they want to put you under the law for sanctification. Then if Paul wanted that, he would have had to say here, but of course the law comes in at this point. Now we go under the law. We go back under the law for sanctification. But he says nothing of the kind. The silence here shouts, it's deafening. Are you listening to it? There is no mention of law to take us on to sanctification. It's exactly the same as for justification. How were you justified? By looking to Christ. By making Christ your all. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he goes on to say. That I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained this, or I'm already perfect in this progressive sanctification. But I press on. I keep looking on to Christ, to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. It's the very fact that he doesn't say the law here, when he comes to sanctification, that is so vital. You see, covenant theologians, following John Calvin, say, you go away from the law to Christ for justification, but then you go back to the law, and you have it whip you into submission, so that you are progressively sanctified. If ever a place in the scripture was going to be where Paul would say, now, Calvin will be right when he comes, you put this right for us. You make it right. This is the place where he would have said it. Why? Because he's arguing with the Philippians, don't go to the law teachers, not for justification, not for progressive sanctification, not for glorification, not for adoption, not for assurance, not for any of it. Where do you go? Christ, Christ, Christ. That's new covenant theology. And I believe it to be simple. Because it's scriptural. Because it's apostolic. Because I've just underlined and emphasized what Paul is saying here in this passage. Covenant theologians break at verse 10 and they stick the law back in there. New covenant theologians say no. Paul meant what he said and he said what he meant and we'll believe him. There is no justification by the law. There is no sanctification by the law. It's all in Christ, for Christ is all. New covenant theology, I hope I can say, made simple.